This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, race fans, to another edition of Race Day at Fairmont Park. This is Jamie here with Brian.
Hey,
Jono is out for the day, so you're stuck with us.
Oh yeah.
How was your weekend, Brian?
It was good. I stayed busy, but I had a lot of fun, you know. And it was always great being downtown, you know, hearing the Cardinals play in the distance, because whenever a home run is hit, I get to hear the fireworks go off, so that's nice.
You got big things going on with your YouTube channel, huh?
That I do, yeah. Everything's going well with the YouTube stuff. Getting a lot of subscribers and getting a lot of views and getting a lot of support. It's been pretty awesome.
That is great, man. Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. So let's kick things off with some high points from the weekend. We had a five-day racing affair over in England, across the pond at Royal Ascot. I don't know if you ever seen that, Brian, on TV, Royal Ascot?
I have not. So I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
It's a pretty grand affair. It's, you know, everybody dresses to the nines and tuxedos with tails, coats and tails and top hats, and they parade in and horse and buggies, and it's the upper echelon of the who's who in the royal family and over there across the pond.
I know the Queen is very fond of horse racing.
She is. She owns a lot of horses. She actually had a couple horses run this past week. It's a big deal if you're a jockey and you're either asked to ride her horse or you're a trainer and you're asked to train her horses.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'll be either or. Can't make the way for the jockey and not a trainer. So, but you know, one thing I wanted to bring up about Ascot is, you know, in England in particular, across the pond, you know, when we have inquiries or jockey objections in the United States, they flash the numbers on the screen, and basically the decision goes to the stewards. And as the betting public or the, you know, the people there watching the races, you don't really get to see what goes on behind the scenes.
Mm.
One neat thing they do over there is they televise everything. So when the inquiry sign goes up and the jockeys are brought in basically to the stewards to pitch their case for what they did right or wrong.
Yeah.
It's all televised, and you can see what the jockeys are saying. You can see the questions that the stewards are asking. So there's a great deal of transparency there for, you know, for the general public. So there's no, everything is right there for you in front of your face versus, you know, at a racetrack here in the United States, they just post the decision and that's it. There's no explanation whatsoever. So kind of a cool take on inquiries and jock objections. We had another horse break down at Santa Anita this weekend.
Yeah, I saw that.
I think that's number 30.
Yep.
And actually, this time they took some action. The Stronach Group did. They asked Hall of Fame trainer Jerry Hollendorfer to vacate the premises immediately. So,
oh wow.
That hasn't happened in the last, you know, as far as I can remember, with a trainer of that caliber. And I mean, I think, you know, to me, it's just basically a coincidence that this happened. This is the fourth horse he's had that's broken down. And I, you know, I think it's all relative when you get a guy like that who's probably got 100 head of horses, four break down. It's like 4%. You know, you don't hear about the guys that have one or two breaking down. But maybe those guys only have five or six horses.
Yeah.
So it's all relative based on numbers. But, you know, they've got an unfortunate circumstance going on out there in California, especially at Santa Anita, and they better figure it out because they've got the Breeders' Cup in November, which is the biggest racing, you know, racing festival in the world. You know, you hope that they get everything figured out for their sake and for the sake of the sport, because this is definitely not good for the sport of horse racing.
Just gives the other side more firepower to be like, this is why it should be shut down.
But let's move on to a positive note. Last week, Ellis Park was sold for $11 million to the El Dorado Group, group out of New Mexico. And they have basically come out and said that they're going to dump $100 million in Ellis Park, which needs massive renovations. This is great for horse racing. Ellis also announced before the sale that they would bump their purses 20%. So that's a positive thing for horse racing and the horsemen in general. Mountaineer Park also announced a $238 million sale to a group. That included Mountaineer Park out in West Virginia and the two casinos in Missouri and Southern Missouri, down in Cape Girardeau and in Boonville, Missouri.
Yeah.
And then I just saw this morning before we came in, Indiana Grand has sold Indiana Grand and Hoosier Park standard bred track to another group for an undisclosed amount. But sounds like people are coming in. People are hungry to get into the racing game and the racino game, which is great for everybody, you know, positive cash flow.
Absolutely. So,
but, hey, without further ado, let's look at the results from Saturday night at Fairmount Park. That's what we're here for. How was the weather here Saturday night? I was out of town in Louisville, Kentucky.
I believe, well, first off, I love Louisville. It's one of my favorite cities. But I believe it was fairly rainy actually throughout the day. So I don't recall actually.
Yeah.
But I remember there's lots of rain this weekend and like at different times.
It seems like it's rained a little bit every day for the last 2 weeks. We're not getting a break at all, man.
Well, I mean, we already had the rain today, you know, like recording the, you know, on Monday. So
right.
It's like it's been kind of nonstop actually, almost every day.
Crazy. Yeah. So let's go to the first race. We got Claiming 3200 going 6 furlongs, 3 year olds and upward, which haven't won a race since June 22nd, 2018, or which have never won 2 races. We had a 4-horse field. The winner of that race was Made to Fit. That is John Cox with Javor Simpson aboard. Went off, paid $2.60. Looks like Made to Fit won pretty handily. Second, we had Name Dropper. Amy Nesbitt Walker. Trainer is Charlie Walker, and the jockey was Alvin Ortiz. And in the third slot, we had Wildwoods of Fleet. Another Amy Nesbitt Walker horse. Charlie Walker's the trainer. Rainier Arietta aboard. All right, we move on to the second race. Claiming 3,200, 6 furlongs. Fillies and mares, 3 years old and upward, which have not won 2 races in 2018, 2019, or have never won 3 races. We got a familiar face up top. Pink for me. Christy and Dan O'Halloran with Downstate Racing. Trainers Dan O'Halloran. Rainier Arietta with the mount. Looks like Pink for me paid $5. Second, we have Sing Kitty Sing. Christina Ellis. Teddy Randazzo, the trainer. Javor Simpson aboard. And then third, we have Sassy and Regal. Harry Lynch. Harry Lynch owner and trainer. Magic Juan Molina aboard. All right, let's move along to the third race. Third race, we've got Claiming 4,000, going 6 furlongs. For 3 years old, 3 year olds and upward, which have never won 2 races. John Cox had a great night. John Cox, first place with Red Dirt Road. John Cox, owner and trainer. Javier Diego aboard. All right, Diego. Second, we have the one horse Raised on Rock and Roll, another Harry Lynch horse with Ron Couch, Harry Lynch trainer, Magic Juan Molina, jockey. And then third, we had Jody and Bud, Robin Lennon, Dwayne Cotton Wells, with Javor Simpson up. Wow, John Cox, first 2 out of 3. Javier Diego with the winner there. How about that? Race four, claiming 4,000. Going 1 mile and 70 yards, we're out of ground. For three years old and upward, which have not won a race in 2019, non-winners of 2019. And we have the two-horse showbiz star, and that is Don Martin trainer, Javier Diego, with the riding double there. Back-to-back winners. How about that? Congrats, Hav. Second, we have the Ford Tabadol, Judy Downen, Walter Johnson, the trainer, Javor Simpson, another name that's been popping up a lot. And then third, we have the number one Jaguar Ridge, Gerald Butler, owner and trainer, with Magic Juan Molina on. Moving right along to the fifth race. We have claiming 4,000, going 6 furlongs, 3-year-old and upward, which have not won 3 races. We have the number four, Dancing Position, and that is Walter Johnson, owner and trainer, with Juan Molina aboard. Second place, we have the two-horse WW Russian Gold, Judy Downen, Walter Johnson again, trainer, and Gabriel Campos Ritano, the crafty veteran, aboard. And third, we have Bad Moon, owner Melvin Eggleston, trainer Kevin Wilborn, Javor Simpson up. Moving on to the sixth race, allowance optional claiming 10,000. Fillies and mares 3 years old and upward, which have never won 2 races, are optional claiming 10,000 for horses that have never won 2 races. And we have, let's see, no surprise on here, this combination, number four, Gallop the Great, owner William Sturridge, trainer Scotty Becker, Rainier Arietta aboard, 2 wins for Rainier Arietta. Second place, Position to Dance, which is actually the full sister to Dancing Position, the horse that won the last race. That's Dennis Higgins, trainer Pete Scalcione, jockey Alvin Ortiz. And third, Mary Jean's Wildcat, owner Saddleback Stables, trainer Robert Pompel, with Juan Molina. And we go to the nightcap. Maiden special weight. Maidens 3 years old and upward, going 6 furlongs. We have the three, Great Gret, William Sturt, Scotty Becker, Rainier Arietta, with the riding triple. Second, we have close behind, Harry Lynch owner and trainer, Javor Simpson up. And third, we have Treasure Nap, first-time starter, Shelly Essen Price, trainer Eddie Essen Price, with jockey Alvin Ortiz. So we had a nice night of racing last Saturday night, 7 races. Looks like kind of short fields, but that's expected on Saturday nights. Tuesday nights, a little bit larger fields. What's the weather looking like for tomorrow, Brian?
Let's see here. It looks like we may actually have a day without some rain. It'll be sunny with a high of 88 and a little bit of partly cloudy tomorrow night, going in at about, I don't know, 67 degrees.
Make sure you guys get out there tomorrow. Horse Hooky Tuesday afternoon, 1 o'clock start. $3 valet parking, $1 hot dogs, $1 beers.
Yeah.
Brian, you can't have any of that stuff.
No, though. I cannot.
Not on your plant-based diet.
I could do a cheat day, but that's about it.
But make sure you're there, 1 o'clock start. And let's kick off with the first race, Fairmount Park, tomorrow. Race number one will be a 6-furlong affair. Maiden claiming 4,000 for registered, bred, and or foaled Illinois maidens, fillies and mares 3 years old and upward. And we will go straight to the number four, Michaela Attack. Who is that? Let's see here. Michaela Attack is a forced attack out of a Chapel Royale mare. Trainer is Charlie Walker. Owner Kelly Spiker. Finished third last time out. Let's see. Juan Molina gets the mount, top jock at Fairmount right now. Who do we like behind Michaela Attack, Brian?
I have no idea.
We like, how about Action Attack? We're going with the attacks this, the attack double. Michaela Attack, the 4, over Action Attack the Three, which is James Childers' train. Donald McCroskey is the breeder and the owner. Let's see. And then Four Horse Field. Let's just play. We'll play the four over the three with an exacta. It's a five horse field here. So we'll go with the four Michaela Attack over the three Action Attack. Move on to the next race. Next race, we have a six furlong race claiming 3,200. 3 year olds and upward, which have not won two races in 2018, 2019, or which have never won three races. Let's see who we have here. Who do we have? How about the five, Affirmative Song? That one is trained by Mike Durham. Owner is Jody Durham. Affirmative is the sire out of Unbridled Song. This horse ran this condition last time out with Juan Molina aboard and ran a solid second by one length to Wildwood Scat, I believe it was. Having problems seeing that. Molina gets the mount again. No excuses here. This horse should win. And then we go to Conquest Going Gone. Conquest Going Gone is the three horse. That's Charlie Walker, owned by Amy Nesbitt Walker's daughter. Rainier Arietta gets the mount. And then how about we go with the four. What's a yat? What is a yat, Brian?
A what?
A yat.
A yat.
Any clue?
No.
Yeah, hell of a question for Harry Lynch and whoever, Michael Adder, whoever named this horse. What's a yat? Juan Molina gets the mount there. Let's see here. This horse is coming off a win, claiming 3,200. Beat a horse out of the Walker barn called Name Dropper, which we talked about earlier. So this race we go with the 5-3-4. 5-3-4. Go to the third race. Oh, I'm familiar with this race. I'm real familiar with this race. We're going six furlongs. Optional claiming 4,000 for registered and fold Illinois fillies and mares 3 years old and upward. Non-winners of race other than maiden claiming, waiver claiming, or starter, which have never won three races, are claiming price of 4,000. Let's see here. Ooh. The one, Eco Star, is a very nice horse, likes to show a little speed. Jody and Mike Durham. I know this horse too. The four, Boohoo Sue, used to own that horse. Got claimed off me a while back. I actually own the five in this race, Brian, Ghost Train.
Oh, nice.
So you know where I'm at on this race. I'm with the five here. I love the five, Ghost Train. And I'll go as far as saying my stone cold exacta play of the day would be the 5-4. Ghost Train over Boohoo Sue over Eco Star for the try. So we're going to make it 5-4-1 this race, race three. The five, Ghost Train over Boohoo Sue over Eco Star. How about that?
Yep, sounds good to me. I have no idea what I'm talking about, though. But
Ghost Train.
I'll trust you.
Fourth race. This is a nice race here. Six furlongs, optional claiming 15,000. For fillies and mares 3 years old and upward, which have started for a claiming price of 10,000 or less in 2018, 2019. This is my play of the day right here, Brian. I love the Pompel Patty McCary horse here. She's fantastic. I look for this horse to go gate to wire. I would say, like I just told you, this is my play of the day. The fourth race, the number one, She's Fantastic. Followed by the number five, Are You For Real? Yes, we are for real. We will go with Are You For Real, second place. That is trainers Frankie Randazzo with Javier Taveras aboard. Rampack Racing Stables is the owner there. And then follow that up with third place, we will go with, how about Kalispell? Kalispell coming out of the optional claiming five ranks with a nice win. Victor Santiago aboard, typically the leading rider there, but Molina's got his number this year so far. Now, granted, Victor's only riding on Tuesdays at Fairmont. But so this race, we will make it the One, She's Fantastic. Over the five, Are You For Real? Over the two, Kalispell. Let's move on. Move on to race number five. Get a race going around the ground, finally. 1 mile and 70 yards, claiming 3,200.
Question for you.
Go for it.
I've never asked Jono this question before, and this is a total noob question. As I said, I don't know what I'm talking about. What does claiming mean when you say claiming and then a price?
So claiming means anybody that wants that horse and in this race can drop a claim card on that horse for the amount disclosed. So this race is 3,200.
Yeah.
You basically walk into the racing office, you have the money in your account, and you drop a claim on the horse. There's a note size type, you know, a note card size type piece of paper.
All right.
And it has, you have to fill in the date, the racetrack you're at, the amount of the claim, which in this case would be 3,200, the horse's name, the owner's name, the trainer's name, and then you sign it, and you have to basically punch the card at the time slot. Most tracks, it's 15 minutes before post. Some tracks, it's 10 minutes.
All right.
You basically go in and you punch it like a library card, you know, or a time card.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you drop it in the box. And then at the end of the race, they open that box up and they pull the cards out if there's any cards. If there's multiple cards on the same horse, they have what they call a shake. They basically draw pills out of a you know, thing, and everybody that is in on that horse that dropped the claim on that horse gets a number. They draw your number, you get the horse.
Oh, cool.
So now granted, if they open the gate and that horse comes out and let's say it breaks its leg, it's your horse, win, lose, or draw.
Oh, interesting.
So Jono can fill you in more on that. He's had some bad luck with that, but
well, then maybe anyway, I shouldn't ask him about it.
Yeah. It's part of it. So let's go to the fifth race here. We have, like I said, 1 mile and 70 yards, claiming 3,200. Non-winners of two races, 28-19, or non-winners of three life. Let's see here. We have, who did I like here? I like the two, Sir Corey. That's Don Bentler, Judy Bentler, Stephen Bush, owner with Judy Bentler. What did I write down on this? Horse ran second last time out with Diego up, switched to Juan Molina, the top jock. Another horse to watch for, horse shipping in from Arlington Park here, I kind of like a little bit, is Little Ike. That's Kevin Wilborn. Owner is Hermio Soto. Look for this horse to be in the mix. Been running against better up at Arlington Park for 4,000, 5,000. Has run well in the past at this distance. Let's see. So we'll make it a 2 over the 5 here. And then how about we play a 2 over the 5 over the 7? Nafir's Best, Jerry Hammond. Owned and trained. This horse has been out, what, let's see, 4 times this year, run 1/3. Probably finds the right level here. Who does he have up? He has Rainier Arrieta up top. I like that. So we'll make it Sir Corey, the 2, over the 5, Little Ike, over the 7, Nafir's Best. How about that, Brian?
Sounds good.
Figured you'd like that. Sixth race. Optional claiming 10,000. This is for 3-year-olds and upward, which have never won 2 races, or optional claiming 10 for horses that have never won 2 races. And we go to the, let's see here, we go to the 5, Stallone. Vern Obermeyer owned and trained. This horse ran this race last time out, ran 2nd by 3 3/4 to Cousin Dario. Pretty nice horse here. Who else do we have in this race? We got a Robbie Jones, the 1. That's a nice horse. Jerry Hammond trained. Owner is Elaine Winson. So we'll make it the 5 over the 1 over the, this is a toss up. This could be anything. How about we go with the horse that just broke its maiden, Be Salty. Eddie Essenprice, Shelly Essenprice is the owner. Javier Diego aboard this one. This could be, one, two, three, four, five, six. This could be a nice little $2 exact to play here. You could probably get a price on Be Salty. Play a $2 exact a box, 1-2-5, and play a 50-cent try box, 1-2-5. It's a nice race. Let's see. Yeah, let's try that. See if that doesn't hit. That ought to pay a little bit. Go to the matinee cap, we'll call it. We can't call it the night cap because they start at 1 o'clock. We'll call it the matinee cap. Race 7, 6 furlongs, claiming 3,200. For fillies and mares 3 years old and upward, which have not won a race in 2019 or which have never won 4 races in their life. Let's see. What do we have here? Ooh, there's an old horse that I haven't seen in a while. Daddy's Wildflower. Dwayne Cottonwell's there. Mike Bresnahan owns. Allie O'Malley. Tracy Casey. Coming off a win. Won the 4,000 non-3 life race with Alvin Ortiz up. They switched to Juan Molina. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention Lake Snow, Dan and Christine O'Halloran, Javor Simpson up. Let's see here. Who do we like, Brian? Who do we like? Ooh. About Carol's a Case. Carol's a Case in this race. Nice horse. I'm going to go with... Ooh, there's a third page, Brian.
Oh, nice.
Klondike Annie at the wire. Daddy Was a Hustler. Oh, and Trist Cat. This is a nice race. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. When was the last time we had this many horses in a race? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 9-horse field. Beautiful. This is a good betting race here, too. Maybe get a little value out of it. Let's go with, Let's go with the 9-horse. Trist Cat, Billy McEwen, owner and trainer, over... how about over Allie O'Malley? That'd be the 4-horse. 9 over the 4 over the 1. We'll go with Trist Cat over the 4, Allie O'Malley over the 1, Lake Snow. And that'll wrap up Tuesday at Fairmount Park. Hey, we got to give a shout out to Elizabeth Thurman, man. Okay. She won her first race at Arlington Park on Saturday.
Awesome.
Jumped in the car, drove from Arlington Park down to Fairmont to ride. One down there at Fairmont.
Yeah.
But you also got to give credit to Javier Diego, her other half.
Mm-hmm.
He won 2 races on Saturday night at Fairmont Park, too. He, you know.
Nice.
He was sitting back watching her win at Arlington and then at Fairmont and said, hey, you can do that. I can do that. So he wins, too. So... 4 for the Diego Thurman household or the Thurman Diego household, however you want to do it. Congratulations, Lizzie. Congratulations to Javier Diego. Do we need to thank anybody or give a shout out to anybody? Yo Radio?
I mean, if you
want. What about Yo Radio? I mean, what's up with them, man? How are they doing?
Going well. Yeah, I mean, Yo Radio app.
There's construction everywhere out here.
Yes, the Yo Radio app, you can find it on Google Play or on the iTunes or Apple App Store. It is completely free radio that you just click on whatever station you like and listen to some good tunes. It is that simple. It is that easy. Please go check it out.
Perfect, man. Yeah. Well, I think that wraps it up for today. Hope to see everybody out Fairmount Park tomorrow, post time 1 o'clock. Remember, $3 valet, dollar beers, dollar hot dogs. Hope to see you guys there. Thanks.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.